The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Well, to some breaking news, a brother of a well-known Irish sports star has been shot dead in Spain. The 36-year-old man, who is originally from Dublin's north inner city, was killed in Barcelona on Wednesday morning. Police erected a large tent at the scene and began a manhunt for the gunman. Well, Graham Keighley is a freelance journalist in Spain and he joins me on the line now. Graham, this obviously happened on Wednesday, but we're only hearing about it here today in Ireland. Can you bring me up to speed on what we know about what happened?
Okay. In broad daylight, about a mile away from where the Pope was at the time in the city, he was visiting Spain this week, a man was shot in the back of the head near a police station. The gunman then ran off, despite a large number of police following, and dumped the pistol in a rubbish bin. Police have subsequently released a picture, a CCTV picture of the gunman, no mask and with the pistol clearly visible in his hand. As yet, no arrests have been made.
And the investigators say that they found the suspected murder weapon. But I know you have also been speaking to local police. What else have they been saying about this incident?
Yes, I spoke to the police this morning and they said as yet the victim has not been identified. They say also normally Spanish police don't reveal the identity of victims of crime in this case. However, what usually happens is these names or identities linked to Spanish media and later confirmed. Otherwise, the hunt goes on. I should tell you this is the sixth fatal killing in a year in Barcelona, and police chiefs here are very concerned about the rise in violent crime. They link it to organized crime. They say the punishments for drug smuggling, drug production are too low and they want them raised. For instance, having a marijuana factory usually earns a sentence of between 1 and 3 years, far lower than neighboring countries. They fear that criminals are coming to Barcelona because it's easier to get away with it.
So are police currently treating this attack as a targeted assassination?
Absolutely. They say all the assassinations that have happened are targeted. They're to do with a war between different drug gangs from different nationalities. A recent shooting that happened last week in the city, they said was linked to a crime organization from Montenegro. They haven't officially linked the latest shooting to Ireland, and they have said that previous shootings were also linked to organized crime.
You said, Graham, that the individual hasn't been identified by police yet. When do we expect to learn more about this man's identity? Do we have any sense of that timeline?
I think in the coming days. As I say, what I suspect will happen is the identity of this man will be leaked to local media who have very close contacts with the Catalan police here, and that's the way it will probably come out. Time scale, it's difficult to say.
All right, Graham Keighley, we will leave it there for now, but we will stay across this story here on News Talk today. Graham Keighley, freelance journalist in Spain, and I see the Irish Times reporting that the individual's parents are highly respected, they say, in the area. They're really lovely people, as is his older brother, who did his country proud in the sport, which made him so well known. So we will keep you up to date on that story as more information comes to light over the next couple of days.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.